California. It's The Gathering. Here's your host, Sky.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Gathering. We're super excited to be back. As I always say, a week is too long. We are actually recording on a different day today, so I'm all screwed up in every direction, but I'm super excited to be podcasting tonight, talking nerd stuff, getting into the nitty-gritty. We did wait a day to record because of Super Bowl, just in case any major news or major trailers dropped, and we got a big no. It was nothing really major, kind of sucked, but that's okay, because we'd rather take the risk, but I'm actually kind of glad, because it's kind of cool to record on a different day. Now, of course, I never, ever gather alone. I have Oscar with me.
Wes, how's everyone doing tonight? Hope you guys like the win tonight for the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl champs. Tom Brady brings another team to the Super Bowl and wins it. It was cool. What's up, Daniel?
Yo, what's up, everyone?
Daniel, welcome. And we have a return, the return of the Mac tonight. Derek, what's up, Derek?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Man, Derek, we missed you last week, dude. We were, we missed the sarcasm and the almost on the verge of like, oh, I hope he doesn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just you never know with Derek. Nah, man, it's good. We're good. Happy to have you back. All right, before I check in with the guys really quick, we're going to do a quick housekeeping, get that out of the way. Don't forget, we have a website, anchor.fm/thegatheringnerd. You can check out back episodes, look at our look at the intro, just check it out. You can go attach to the YouTube channel from there, all that stuff. And we also have an Instagram page. And as always, so I don't screw it up, Daniel.
You can follow us at the_gathering_nerd.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So let's get into the nerdiest part of our week, the best part of our week. Let's check in. What's up, Oscar? How are you?
Good, man. Just hanging out there. Just enjoying my week. Just been kind of boring, just to be honest with you. It looks like I've just been just kind of not doing much. Just kind of been hanging out in the house, saving up some money, trying to have a nice weekend this weekend for Valentine's Day on coming up weekend. So hopefully that goes well. I'll be up in San Diego.
Oh, nice. Where'd you watch the game today?
I watched them at my girl's parents' house.
Okay. Was it fun? Do you enjoy the game? Are you a game watcher when it comes to this? Are you more of a commercial watcher?
No, I'm more of a game watcher. I like watching games. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like looking at the commercials that I saw. The ones that got me really laughing was the one that if you want to go to space. Apparently, if you want to go to space, you need to go to that website, and they may ship you off.
Nice. There was actually some great commercials. I'll touch on a couple of them because Daniel was filling me in. I didn't get to watch most of the game. I did watch bits and pieces, which was really but I like the Super Bowl. Some of them are great. Some of them are boring, you know. It just is what it is. It's more of an event than I think, you know, because it's hard to have the perfect best game on one game of the year. And yeah, it sometimes happens, but not, you know, it's not that far. Anything else, Oscar, you got going on?
No, nothing much. Just pretty much just boring week for me.
Hey, those are okay, man. Boring week or safe weeks, you know. Daniel, what's up with you?
Not much. I agree with Oscar. It was kind of a slow week. Didn't do nothing too crazy. Nothing came out. I was just kind of chilling.
Now I do have something for you because your husband made a Super Bowl appearance. I just wanted to let you.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hey, Rogers, look, I'm you.
Jake from State Farm. You couldn't find a standard that looked anything like me.
Have you seen mine?
It's like looking in a mirror, right?
Now that one makes sense.
Look, guys, I don't even have a stand-in.
Of course you do.
Hold on, is that Drake?
That's right, Drake from State Farm.
Like a good neighbor. Stand-ins don't have lines.
Oh, okay.
Like a good neighbor.
Oh, man. Yeah, my boy Drake, man.
Oh, I loved it.
Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. Paul Rudd of 22.
Paul Rudd, you know, I didn't catch it the first time around when I was taking the video out, extracting it. I saw Paul Rudd. So I thought when you sent that, I got a kick out. I was like, of course. Of course. So you had a slow week?
Yeah, slow week. Nothing too crazy.
Are you hitting the gym like crazy, or are you?
Yeah, the gym. Yeah, that I've been being more consistent, eating a little bit better. So I've been feeling great, actually, feeling back motivated again to do stuff again.
Yeah, you know, it takes. I mean, sometimes it. I mean, we've been in a weird year, so it's a lot of fluctuation. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're opening.
Hey, I haven't seen you at the gym.
You're at the wrong gym, brother.
Speaking of Derek, what's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm good, dude. Pretty good. Hanging out.
Nice. So, did we give you a headache last week, or did you give us a headache?
No. Just like my head was like killing me, so I needed a rest. This week was just a bunch of follow up appointments. So freaking annoying. Go to the gym. Me and Danny go to the same gym now, but I never see him there. He's like, I'm at the gym. And he's like, it's never there. I don't know.
Yeah, like, real quick story. He goes, I joined the gym. I'm like, all right, cool. Which one? Your gym. All right, cool. And send me a picture. I'm like, hey, that's not my gym, dude.
It's the same freaking gym. It's in Orange. I'm not going to drive further away.
No, that's funny.
In Orange. Yeah, it's not my gym. I'm in Yerba Linda.
So what is it? My Yerba Linda. So what is it? I mean, it's so weird because, I mean, at least in L.A. County, we still don't have our gyms open. But is it – what are the gyms like that are open?
Small.
Yeah, this one – ours, the one we go to, is very small. But, like, 24 is open again, but they're open outside on the parking lot. Mm-hmm. They have, like, a big old carp and all the gym stuff is outside.
I drove by a couple places that they're doing that. It looks kind of – I don't know if I – if I'm going to be outside, I don't know. I'll go for a hike or something, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I've been spending most of the week working and then, you know, doing my normal stuff. I've been doing a lot of extracting of those cassette tapes, which is fascinating, man. Like this, my dad used to record all these old radio shows. And AM 570, which now plays the Dodgers, used to play country radio. And there was like this history of country music show that they would play, though I guess at one point was national, you know, or like it was just that good. Like it got all these anyways, it's so weird to like literally take a step back into time and listen to this radio station and this show that, you know, like you probably can't find it anywhere. So I'm actually thinking about extracting it out and probably doing a little something with it, you know. Probably not on our podcast, probably starting one like where you can just listen to that would be kind of cool. So make it like make the Gathering have a podcast network. We'll have Oscar have his own show too called the West West.
West West. Talking about the weeds.
West Wing.
West Wing.
The West Wing. Weeds.
The West Wing.
Talking about all the
West OG.
The West OG. Cool, man. Yeah, that's go on.
Sorry, just quick question. Did you guys ever watch the West Wing?
High school.
Yeah, that's the only reason I brought it up.
The West Wing starred who? That was that
Charlie Sheen or Charlie Sheen's dad.
Okay, I don't think I've ever seen the show, actually.
Never heard of it.
No, I mean, there's shows that are, I don't know, like there's certain shows that you just never watch just because you never watch them. I'm one who doesn't like, if a show's been out for a few years, I don't like to jump in. You know, at least back in the day, you wouldn't jump in because there was really no way to watch it unless now that everyone's streaming.
Possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys watch Sons of Anarchy?
Love.
I'm just really getting into it. I mean, I know I'm like 3 years or 2 years behind, but not 2 years, sorry, a couple years behind. But I mean, it's really good. Like I just recently finished the Mayans where it picked up where the Phantom Anarchy kind of like gets introduced in it. So it's pretty cool. I'm pretty stoked about what watching the Phantom Anarchy and stuff like that. And Mayans is really good. Like if you guys want to watch like something like exactly what Sons of Anarchy, they focus on the Mexican side of the Mayans. It's cringe.
Oh, just so you guys know, and I think you guys will be proud of this fact. Well, just in general, we're being heard now in over 17 countries. which is really cool, including the U.S. And we just started getting a bunch of listenership in Mexico. So I was like,
shit.
Yeah. You guys are going to be found out. I don't
salud,
know.
Salud.
I mean, I just know
we're going to get kidnapped.
Yeah. But Oscar, don't talk about drugs anymore. Don't come up and look for them. All right, man.
I know what you mean.
All right. Well, let's jump into the podcast. Sorry, Daniel, go on.
No, real quick. Talking about old shows real quick, but I finished Game of Thrones finally today.
Like, finished?
All late, but finished.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty
good.
I mean, great show. What did you think of the last season?
The last season was really hyped up, the first two episodes, and then just went.
Yeah.
Like, what?
A lot of people were very disappointed about the last season of that show. I actually enjoyed it. I liked the way it kind of ended, just because I know you got to end a show, and if you have a show that ran so good for so long, it's really hard to keep that up, you know? So I enjoyed it.
I agree.
All right. Anything else before we jump into the podcast?
Guys, I mother effort.
No. I love it. Yeah, I just want to make sure because I like the input. You guys good? Oscar?
I'm good.
All right. Let's go. We're going to start.
I have one more thing, actually. Hold on. Actually.
What is it?
I'm just kidding.
All right. F you.
Nerd News.
All right, man. Here we are. We are about ready to embark into some nerd news and... You know, a couple things, because we got some extra stuff, I'm dropping some of the nerd news because there wasn't that much of it. But one thing I really, really liked, this trailer I saw this week, and I want to play most of it out. And I'll give you, I think it's a great concept. I'm surprised this hasn't been done, but this is a show called The Nevers from HBO. Have you guys heard of this yet?
Nevers? No.
The Nevers?
Never.
No? Never? All right, hold on. Let's take a listen.
Came 3 years ago. A power that mocks God. Those afflicted. Power touched.
Mrs. True?
Mr. Dare? Being touched is not a defect of character. In this war, the cops, the purists. There's no shortage of people who hate us.
Mrs. True and I, we've come to help with that.
All right, if you want to hear the full trailer, you can catch it on YouTube. It's called The Nevers. It's by HBO. Now, I know, Derek, you heard women keep saying they were getting touched. It's different, okay? All right, Derek? Yeah, just saying. Now,
I've seen this trailer. Yeah, I've seen this trailer.
Basically, it's about a group of Victorian women and and I love it because it's that time era, so it's awesome. They have weird abilities and... You know, there's enemies and they're trying to save the world, but it's just a cool time era to have a superhero show. And it's actually based all on women, which I think is a cool concept for that time.
Cringe.
You know? Yeah, so. Oh. Cringe. Now, that was cool. I thought that was really neat, this whole concept for the show. Hopefully it played out well. And I actually am super bummed because two people passed away this week that were huge for me in my childhood. So first off is a guy named Christopher Plummer. Do you guys know who he is?
Yeah.
Christopher Plummer. Actually, he was in the movie Up. He did Up. He was also in Umbrella Academy. I don't know if you guys remember that one. Have you guys seen that one? No? Yes?
I've seen maybe like two episodes of Umbrella Academy. Great. I thought it was good.
Yeah, he's a dad in it. He's actually... really good in it. But this is what most people will always remember him for. And this is what I remember him for. This is one of my favorite musicals, movies of all time.
Why didn't you tell me?
What?
To bring along my harmonica.
Every morning you greet
For those of you that know, it's The Sound of Music, by always in the top 100 of greatest movies of all time. And he was 91 when he passed, so it super, super sad. This next one, now, do you guys Saved by the Bell fans?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the homie.
Oh, man, this one kind of bummed me out. I know he was living a tough life and things were happening. He's gotten arrested a few times and his things are going down. But Screech, Dustin Diamond, I guess 6 months ago he found out he had cancer. And it was like just it took over his body and just within 6 months he passed. He was only 44 years old, man. That is crazy, you know? Like, especially mm-hmm. when you're in that age range, that just blows your mind. Like I could get news and find out in 6 months. Like, that sucks. But he gave me so much joy in my childhood. I love that character, Screech. He actually reminded me of Jeremy when I was growing up. So it was like, it was weird. It was like living in this time frame where I had a guy in my life that was kind of like Screech, you know? So in a tribute to him, I'm going to play a little clip from... I found online that I thought really summed up kind of this guy in his life.
I'm here with Dustin Diamond, the star of NBC's Saved by the Bell. And who do you play in Saved by the Bell?
Samuel Screech Powers, but I'm otherwise known as Screech.
Screech, right. What is the show about?
It's about a half an hour.
He's best remembered as the nerdy sidekick Screech on the 90s hit TV series Saved by the Bell.
Could you at least talk to him, see how he feels about this?
No, I mean, obviously playing Screech was a comedy character, but then being a kid, my parents would put me to bed and sometimes I'd sneak up and I'd see like, you know, George Carlin or yeah. Steve Martin or Stephen Wright. And it was really just kind of a fun thing. It was, you know, you bring the whole family together and as you get older, you know, comedy, the power of laughter was just such an amazing thing.
My flea circus.
Oh, man, that guy will be missed. I know he hasn't really done a lot since then, but, you know, it's just weird. Like, you take a piece of your, you know, that time frame of your life, your childhood, and, you know, it's just sad. Like, it breaks my heart, dude. So, Dustin Diamond, big bucket of win, as our boy Kevin Smith would say, you will be missed. You guys are you guys fans of him in that show, or were you guys really? Because I know it was a little bit before your time.
I loved him. Yeah, I watched a lot of the shows. Yeah, when I was younger, that show was still kind of around, so I thought that was pretty cool. And also kind of to add up some kind of lighter news. I don't know if you guys remember Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks. He's been struggling a lot with drugs, and he recently coming out that he's been like 8 months sober already. Like everyone's helping him out, so I thought that was kind of pretty cool from someone to come back from like abuse or like. If you would have seen him, he was like in a home, like a homeless bum, like that was bad.
Ooh, yeah.
And now he's like, and you can see like he's getting his color back, he's getting his life back, which yeah. I'm happy that he.
Yeah, and that's not an easy thing to do, man, to get sober, to battle those mm-hmm. demons, to like face those demons. So, you know, good on him. Like I know the struggle, so like that is no easy feat. And they say it's a miracle, and it truly is. Like it truly is, because. You know, the percentage of people out there don't make it back from that. They just never do. And it's super sad. And you can see it all the time when celebrities struggle with stuff like that, you know. So that's awesome. That is good news. Thank you, Oscar. I was going to play the Justice Society of America World War II trailer. I'm not, just because of the timing we have for tonight, but did you guys see the trailer for that?
Yeah. It looks pretty good.
Oh, it looks cool, right? Like, why do I get so excited mm-hmm. for that DC stuff and never like any of the other crap?
I know.
I see that and I'm like,
get the little watch party. Yeah. You should watch that.
Hawkman like flies in at one point and I'm like, oh, that looks so cool. So cool. You know,
I'm in for that. I love those.
Now, before we're going to do two trailers and then we're going to get into some WandaVision. But I wanted to play the trailer you sent me, Daniel, from F9, because I actually have learned somehow along the way to love these movies and look forward to them, and they're so dumb. But I don't know why. Like, I'm watching the trailer today, and a car is like being pulled through like walls and like semis, and it's just fucking cool, dude. Hold on. Here's the trailer.
The world has a way of changing, but there's one thing that always stays the same. You miss the old life.
Do you?
Every day.
Get back with the soldiers. If you woke up, wake up. Get back. We got the product. We got the tools.
Crank it all the way up.
We go around. We on the loose. We are the truth.
Yes!
Rated PG-13.
It looks pretty cool, man. It looks like just exactly what the kind of movie would be. Is just nonsense, you know?
I mean, I seen the trailer for that movie for Fast. That fool catches a car. I don't know if you guys caught that. You guys see that little quick how the car was sleeping and some dude just catches it?
No. I didn't
see that. Yeah, there's somebody on top of another car and like the car is sleeping when the guy literally catches it. And it was really quick how it happened.
It makes sense for Fast and the Furious, dude. Like, they're like jumping tanks and doing crazy shit, like driving through, like, didn't they drive off of the tallest building in the world in Dubai?
Yeah.
Dubai.
Yeah. You know what? I'm wondering if they do a little cameo for Paul Walker, in the movie, somehow, like, have his car there.
Yeah.
You know? That would be pretty cool.
No, he's dead.
A cameo is a cameo.
like an Easter egg for him.
He could be his brother. I mean, a lot of people thought his brother might take over his role just to be like just to drive his car. I mean, he doesn't have to be look into his face, but Paul Walker's car can come and
didn't his brother stand in for him at the end of the movie in a couple scenes?
Yeah, I think so.
See, I have a feeling now that Oscar is a part of the script of the Fast and the Furious movie. After that, I'm convinced that he's working on Fast and the Furious.
The way he pumps it up, he's like part of the
show. Like, yeah, and then all of a sudden, a cameo, Paul Walker. I'm like,
we'll be like, what the fuck, dude? Awesome. All right. This actually looks badass, dude. This trailer for The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm in WandaVision. Me and Daniel were talking a little bit about it before. Daniel sent some stuff this week. Insane this week. So we'll get to that right after this. But I got to play this trailer because, God, dude, I'm so in for these shows. I love it. Here we go. Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
So, who would like to start? Mr. Barnes, why does Sam aggravate you?
15 seconds to drop.
So what's our plan?
Great. Superheroes cannot be allowed to exist. I have no intention to leave my work unfinished. Upside down right now.
Pat.
That trailer, dude, is super sick, right?
I'm in for it.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, it's super dope. Like, I don't know what it is, but I think that they're really working on the dynamic between the two of them. Almost like a buddy cop type of thing where they just have these like weird Tango and Cash moments or Lethal Weapon moments.
Polar opposites that become buddies. Like Jackie Chan and what's his name? Chris Tucker,
yeah. They hated each other.
But then they become friends, you know?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Tango
and Cash.
Right?
Tony loves Chachi.
Oh, I love Tango and Cash, man. That's one of my favorite ones. So what are you guys thinking now for this show, because what it looks like is that, and I didn't catch it in the trailer, I was trying to see, but it looks like at one point both of them have the Captain America suit on, right?
Yeah, I noticed that with Falcon. One of the scenes, his wings turn into like a shield.
Well, he always done that.
Not a shield, but like he was using his wings as a shield.
Yeah, he does that before. He did that in Avengers.
No, but like the shield had like the Captain America logo.
No, Daniel, the shield. The shield, damn it.
Oh, one more time, Oscar. He always done that, right?
The logo of the shield.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, I think it's appropriate after the Falcon and Winter Soldier to go into the biggest news of the week. Probably the biggest nerd news in a while, dude. Like, we try to, like, you know, like, even Cobra Kai and Wonder Woman were cool. But this, dude, oh, it's so good. So, let us present WandaVision. All right, so WandaVision, I guess now the TV show's in the 80s, right? And what is that like? Is that like a Full House intro, or is it like, what was Alex Keaton's shows? It was kind of like that.
It kind of looks like Roseanne,
like, just,
yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Three's Company.
Three's Company, like, it had all these, like, just like, I was thinking. Very much like the set piece itself looked like, gosh, I'm not going to remember right now, but what Alex Keaton was on. The Keatons? Not the... son of a bitch. All right, I'm going to try to remember.
Say it.
I don't remember, dude. It's on the tip of my tongue. Doesn't even matter, though. Whatever. But, dude, this episode, now everything's kind of crossing over. So don't forget, spoilers. Minute 27. Give us about 5 to 6 minutes, and then I'll cue you and also put it at the very bottom of the episode heading. So, all right. The show itself, kind of, I don't even know where to begin. Like, you're outside of the, what are they, the helix, was she calling it?
The hexagram.
Yeah, the hex.
So you're having scenes outside of it, you're having scenes inside. Now they're kind of like mixing and matching and going through stuff. So Daniel, I know you were really, you got a good grip on the show. Why don't you explain kind of what's going on in this episode? Because I'm going to do a horrible job at it, because I saw it and I was literally like engulfed. I was in.
So actually, there's a lot of stuff you get. A lot of people didn't pick up on, but I don't even know where to start.
Start at the beginning. So basically, right now you're in the 80s, and the
era changes. The kids grew up out of nowhere. Like, it's a blink of the eye, they became like 4-year-olds, 3-year-olds, and then Wanda and Vision got in a little argument. So Wanda, you know how Wanda's in charge of the whole show, so she sends Vision to work, pretty much. So this cuts to a point where he's at work now, and he's kind of like, what am I doing here? And then he's starting to catch on, like, with his coworkers, like, stuff not making sense. So Vision is starting, like, to catch on. So he grabs the guy, one of the coworkers' head, and this is, you know, his Vision powers and stuff. And then he snaps the guy out of reality and back to, like, his normal state. And so he was freaking out, like, where am I? What is this? She's holding me like hostage. It's Tell painful, me, where's yeah. my family? It hurts so much. And it was going on and on. And Vision, like, didn't want to do so. He just snapped him back into where he was. So in a second, he went back to like, hey, Vision, how you doing? Like, yeah. like normal state and weird stasis. So Vision kind of like, what's really going on here? I'm missing out a lot here.
Yeah. Cause Vision also nothing. States he's yeah. remembers nothing before.
Or, yeah. So he doesn't even know what's past the Westview either. He doesn't know what's beyond it or anything. So he's very confused. So he finally comes back home. He confronts Wanda. And then they kind of get a nice, like, real, like, heated argument. They both fly up in the room. And then their kids saw them. So they kind of, like, calm down. So it was just, like, that happened. That's kind of, he's catching on.
Yeah.
The kids get a dog. And then...
The dog dies.
Dog dies, and then
Why does the dog They're die, so though? Sad. Why was it such an... like, I didn't get that. I didn't get why it was so important that this dog died.
Or yeah, because I don't know. Huh. Well, I feel like it's gonna... We're gonna find out what happened to the dog.
Yeah. Well, there's this...
Like, it just didn't die.
Right, so Wanda... Huh? There's a scene that happens in the middle of it, right? So, Rambo finds out, not Sylvester, the girl, finds out that... and she just kind of thinks about it because she analyzes her clothes and finds out that her clothes were just manipulated from the clothes she was wearing coming in. So basically anything that's within Wanda's world is being manipulated to match the world. So if whatever clothes you're wearing will be manipulated. So what they did was they sent in a drone like from the 80s. Yeah, into there. And it didn't get manipulated. It was able to get through. It was able to get video on Wanda. And she pretty much destroys this drone and comes out of the hex and confronts them and basically says, like, leave me the hell alone or, like, it's on. You know,
my family alone, yeah.
Yeah, like, leave my family alone. And it, I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like Wanda. Like, it doesn't seem like this character. She seems so angry and so evil right now to me.
So part of it is getting, like, I think she's just getting manipulated because I heard Mephisto's supposed to be the antagonist in this. You don't see him until, like, the ending. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Mephisto's pretty much the devil of the Marvel Universe. So you'll see.
Yeah, he's a soul collector. And he was actually probably really happy when the snap happened, and then he got all these souls, and they all went back. So he was probably pissed. He wants some more. But you know what was interesting, and I don't know if this matters and it means anything, but did you guys see the scene with the mailman?
Yeah, that was Walt Flanagan.
That's Walt
from Comic Book Men.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, I recognized the guy, but it was very weird. That interaction seemed very just out of the normal and weird to me. Like, that we're gonna have to come back to that.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Okay. So Wanda and him are gonna have a fight. The kids got older. The neighbor, the female comes over. She's acting really weird. She's drinking and just they're using their powers in front of her. Now, like, nothing matters anymore. And Vision notices all this nonsense. Okay, so. We get to the very end, right? Like Wanda somehow manipulates him back down again, or she's like, he's losing it, but he doesn't understand why. So he can't really, Vision can't fight her. So what happens at the very end, Daniel? Or is there anything else? Because I might have missed some stuff in there.
I'll come back to it. I want to get to the end and I'll come back to a point we missed. But so they get the doorbell rings. Wanda goes over there and she opens the door and then she's in shock. And then all you see in the back of the camera is her face and you see the guy's head. And we're like, who's this character? And he's like, she's kind of like, who are you? But does know who, she knows who he is and not doesn't. So the camera does a full 360 and end up being her brother, but not her brother that died in Age of Ultron, but Quicksilver from the X-Men universe. Mind blown.
Dude, it was crazy. Like,
yes. So Quicksilver from the X-Men universe came out and he's saying that he's her brother. You don't remember me. He's like, I'm your brother. Come on. I'm this and this. And she gives him a big hug and Wanda's like, oh yeah, how are you? Like, so she's so lost. So coming back to this, so and early in the episode, there's a point, the show Wanda breaking into the SHIELD headquarters and grabbing Vision's body.
Right.
So he can come bring him back and bring him back to life. Okay, so and then if you notice everybody in that village, they're all mind control. So Wanda doesn't have the control to bring somebody back to life that's dead if they're not present. Obviously, she doesn't have her brother around. So her body, her brother's, or actual brother's body.
Mm-hmm.
So ways that she was thinking about her brother, because they were talking about her brother, and she was thinking about it, she ended up finding her power end up being like finding another universe, multiverse, to bring her brother back. But it was, she ended up bringing back a different brother,
right,
from a different universe. Yeah, so I was like, whoa, that's freaking crazy. Because
in the X-Men universe, he and Wanda are actually the offspring of Mystique.
Magneto.
And Magneto. And this one, they're not, because they couldn't talk about the X-Men, so they had to come up with this idea of like the Mind Stone creating their powers, and they were orphaned. So very different. That's crazy, yeah, man. Like, I couldn't believe he was in it, because it just, this is the first. So why it's significant is it's the first time that the universe between the X-Men and the Avengers, the Marvel, the MCU, cross. Like, they officially cross. Like,
cross.
This is it. Like, it's, I'm getting chills, because it really is like that huge for us nerds. Like, holy shit, you did it. Like, you finally gave us this, and it's amazing. Like, I'm so glad, because now, like, dude, you can do so much with this universe now. And Wanda is like this, they're so smart, and they
created, making it happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. Any last thoughts on it?
Derek, what do you think?
I think it's just, I heard that it could be that that guy, what was his name again? Mephisto?
Uh-huh.
It could be just him, and they're just, you know, playing on people wanting to be a crossover, but it's actually just him. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, if it's actually like crossover and not just like a red herring, it's a big deal, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I hope, dude, if they're messing with us, we are going to go down there and beat some ass, and then we might be talking shit about Marvel on this show and DC, so at least Adam will have something to like root for, like these, you know, start talking shit about Marvel with them. Cool, man. What about you, Oscar? Any last thoughts on this?
No, I'm like I said, you said spoilers, so I kind of know the ending. I'm catching up. I'm barely getting into it. But I'm not, I don't watch the whole, like,
they're not that Brady long, Bunch bias, yeah. They're not that long.
You got Brady Bunch bias.
You got to jump in. You got to jump in. They're not that long. You got to catch up, dude, because you're going to love this show. And I want to
get better.
All right.
Is that you? Last words?
No, just I love it, dude. I'm so glad that we're getting some of this stuff, because – you know, the first couple episodes were good. Like, they just were very nostalgic, and that was cool. And I like the fact that they're playing on these TV shows. So you can bring in this whole huge audience doing that. But now now we're getting our MCU characters, and we're getting, you know, the guy from, you know, we're getting Ant-Man, and we're getting people from this show and all these throwbacks. And now we get the X-Men. Like, oh, hell no. Like, this is awesome. I'm telling you, I get chills. When I saw it, I got chills. It was just crazy. Like, it's insane how huge it is, because we knew it was coming. We just didn't know when and where. So when it actually happens, it's a big thing. So that's it.
All right.
We're going to move on to some this week in kind of the history of nerd and movies and TV and music. In 1936, an amazing movie came out, if you've never seen this, called Modern Times. It's a silent film with Charlie Chaplin. I'm going to play a clip for you guys really quick, okay? All right, that was pretty sick, right? I love it. Silent film clips are the best. All right. In 1944, this is actually really cool. I didn't even know about this. God, I'm a horrible nerd. But in 1944, Captain America, there was a serial film with Captain, like, actually Captain America as a character. It was the first time he was ever portrayed. Have you guys ever seen this?
No.
No? This trailer's awesome, though. I'm going to play just a clip of it. But I'd like to find this and actually see this show.
I'm afraid the district attorney won't recognize Miss Richards when he finds her a withered mummy.
Commissioner's been alibiing his failure to turn up anything in these Purple Death murders.
You remember the Commissioner and I have cleaned up crime waves in this town before.
Yes. That mysterious Captain America did most of your work for you.
I feel certain that this new crime wave will bring him out of hiding to help us.
Dude, it just sounds cool, right? I love that old music. Well, that was 1944. Have you any of you guys ever seen Disney's Three Caballeros?
Yeah.
I've never seen this. I've never seen it. I know it exists, but is it good?
I thought it was okay. Not too bad.
I never saw it.
Long time ago, but it was good.
Okay. Well, that came out in 1945. And 8 years later, one of my favorite Disney movie I did see came out. And this is a clip from that.
But Peter, how do we get to Neverland?
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. All you have to do is to... Ha! That's funny.
What's the matter? Don't you know?
Oh, sure. It's just that I never thought about it before. Say, that's it. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thoughts?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas, sleigh bells, snow?
Oh, yep. I love that movie, Peter Pan. And I love the ride at Disneyland, too. So there's a YouTube video that you can watch, and it kind of made me sad to watch, but where you're going through the ride at Disneyland of Peter Pan. And it's so weird. Like, I remember every scene, and I'm like going through, and I'm watching this YouTube video, and I'm like, God, I miss going on these rides. You know, I miss this fun. So, who's a fan? Are any of you guys fans of Sex Pistols?
Yeah.
I knew Derek would be. Derek, you're a fan of the Sex Pistols?
I know.
You know the song?
Yeah, I like them.
You know the song Anarchy in the UK?
Of course.
All right. Well, in 1979, during this week, Sex Pistols, one of the Sex Pistols guys, and I don't even know his name because I didn't write it down, died of a heroin overdose.
Johnny Rotten or Sid Vicious?
Sid Vicious died of a heroin overdose. But it made me, I had not heard the Sex Pistols in a long time. I love this song, dude.
Right now.
Totally see Derek like just like in a pit at a concert dancing to the song, by the way.
Oh yeah. You know what's funny though is that Vicious really didn't know how to play his bass guitar either. He was just like going going with it during the shows and stuff. So he only knew how to play like a few notes, but that was it.
Oh really? That's awesome. That's totally something he would do too. That's so awesome.
Oh yeah.
All right, in 1980, a year later, this song was number one for 6 weeks, dude. And I don't know what it is about these 80s rock icon females, dude, but I always thought they were, maybe it was my age, but I was like always infatuated and in love with each one of them. But this one's Blondie. God, we're doing a podcast, dude. I was gonna listen to that song all the way out. I love it. All right. In 1982, the first David Letterman show aired. Does anyone know who his guest was for the $1 million prize tonight? First guest on David Letterman back in 1982.
Craig.
No, this guy's badass, dude. Like literally a movie star in his own right. Like, let's see. I'm trying to think if we've ever watched a movie with him in it, any of us together. All right, I'll name some of his movies, okay? Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bill Murray?
Bill Murray. Well done.
It's a pleasure for me to introduce my first guest with credits that include Saturday Night Live, the films Meatballs, Caddyshack, Where the Buffalo Roam, and Stripes. Bill Murray has become one of the top box office draws in show business. And besides that, he's a very funny man, and it's a pleasure to have him on our first program. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Murray.
That would have been a cool show to go see. Are you guys Bill Murray fans?
Yeah, I like Bill Murray.
All right. Do you have a favorite Bill Murray film? I'm only asking because I have a favorite Bill Murray film, and I'm sure most people have never heard of it.
Zombieland.
Oh, Zombieland's great. He's not really Zombieland.
He's just like one scene, or that scene. Yeah, he kicked ass in that one scene.
It's like my favorite Tom Cruise movie is Tropic Thunder, because he's so good in it, dude.
My would have to be The Saint.
The Saint?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys seen it, but he's like the grumpy old man, like, or a grumpy guy that lives next door to like a family, like a kid, a mom with their daughter and just a son, and like him and the son become best friends. He teaches the son how to fight. He teaches the son like how to gamble. It's just hilarious. It's not his son, but it's just the next door neighbor's son. He becomes the babysitter. I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I've got to see that. I've never seen that. Derek, do you have one?
Yeah, it's called Quick Change.
Okay. What is it about? I've never even heard of this. Derek. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm in.
It's one where he dresses up like a clown and robs a bank, and basically they're just trying to get away from the city.
Oh, that actually, premise sounds kind of cool, too. Bill Murray dressing up as a clown, I'm always in.
Yeah.
Mine is A Man Who Knew Too Little. Have you ever seen that? It's kind of like a spy 007, but he has no idea he's actually like the secret agent. Like, he just gets involved.
I do not know you're not a secret agent, though.
His brother, he's a weird dude, and his brother sets him up for one of those like escape room type of things. So the whole time he's in this, he thinks he's part of this extravagant like escape room type of thing, this extravagant show, and so it keeps going. But Bill Murray is comedic genius in this. I've never laughed so hard in a movie. I was almost like in tears when I saw this movie. So it's A Man Who Knew Too Little by Bill Murray, if you want to see a good Bill Murray movie. All right. I actually...
Wait, mine is... Real quick. Mine is... Oh, sorry. I was just kidding about Zombieland, but okay.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I was believing you.
I know. I was like, hey, no. Space Jam. I really liked him in Space Jam.
Well, you... Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah.
He was a Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
God, this guy's been in everything, huh?
No, he wasn't. He was
a coach, right?
He was Michael Jordan's friend. He was a golfer.
Yeah.
Golf
I thought that was Pauly Shore.
No, not Pauly Shore. That was Bill Murphy.
Oh, really? I thought it was Pauly Shore.
No.
That's funny. All right.
Oh, Pauly Shore, you loser.
Loser.
He just went down a scale.
Yeah. In 1984, this song came out. It's actually got super, super popular after the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. The intro to that song. I would have played the words, but I love the intro a lot more. That's Radio Gaga by Queen, if you don't know. Actually, now this song I hadn't heard in so long, and I was so happy when it came up this week, because it's just a great song, great video. This song came out in 1995, was number one for 3 weeks. Actually, sorry, 1985.
There's a loving in your eyes all the way. I listen to your lies, would you say I'm a man without conviction?
Can't play that song without getting to that part. I love this band. I used to listen to that song a billion times.
What's that, Culture Club?
Culture Club with Boy George. All right, in 1999, this TV show came out, and they are still making new shows today. Probably up there in regards to The Simpsons as like one of the longest and most awesome running sitcoms. Any guesses?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No, that show's great. Maybe this will help. Came out in 1999.
It seems today that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely?
And cry. Oh, I love that show.
When did you say that came out?
1999.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm old.
Isn't that it's crazy, right? Like, it's crazy how long that show's been on. And the thing is, it's been on Fox the entire time. Like, and they actually canceled that show at one time.
Twice.
And the fans brought it back. The fans, like, literally were writing Fox and going and Ema and all that stuff, and the fans brought that show back.
I still watch it. I have it saved on my DVR. Kind of watch it here and there.
You watch it and it takes little effort to watch it. It's funny. Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't like about that show is they go into these huge montages of like where they just
that's what it is.
I know, but sometimes there's like
giant that flashback.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love the flashbacks, but the stupid fight scenes, when he gets into a fight sometimes and it's like going
those
on.
Those are the funniest.
Those are the
best ones.
The chicken and everything. Yeah, the Homer. Chicken, yeah. He fights with Homer. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh, man. But that's a great show, and reminds me I need to watch it more. Like I actually really, really enjoy that show. All right, in 2005, this song came out, and I was a huge fan of the original. It's Martika sang this song, and Eminem sampled it, and fucking just this song so good.
To be the soldier who never blows his composure, even though I hold the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. I ain't never supposed to show it. My crew ain't supposed to know it, even if it means going told it.
Song is so good, dude. Love that song. All right, man, that's it for this week in nerd movie TV history. You guys got anything we're celebrating this week in that realm? No, I didn't think so. I'm just asking because I thought it'd be funny if you did. All right, man. We can get in.
I mean, could you talk about the release date on the Spider-Man 3 Eternals and all that stuff?
The what?
The Spider-Man 3 comes out December 17th.
Okay.
And then I don't know if you guys the Shang Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings come out July 9th. I don't know what movie is that. Loki comes out in May.
There's a chance they're getting pushed back.
Yeah.
Mrs. Marvel and Hawkeye are getting pushed back. It's going to be late 2021.
Mm-hmm. I think the movie is... I think Marvel's the last holdout on let's hold off on these movies still. The TV shows they can still give us because they are good to go on that. But at one point they're going to have to release some of these movies because it's going to be like the way their cinematic universe works. It's going to mess it up if they don't, you know?
I think, yeah.
Like they're so intertwined. I agree. So. Yeah, there's a whole slate. And Oscar sent that over, the whole slate of what's coming out. Cause I know next month is, The Winter Soldier. Loki comes out in June, I believe. And then it just literally, we're just getting Marvel thrown up all over, which is beautiful. I'll clean up that throw up. So cool. Anything else before we get into some what if?
Nope.
All right. Let's do it. Oh yeah. Derek's back. He's beautiful. He's about to give us some what if. Derek. I'm sorry. I have way too much fun with that shit. All right, man. First thing I got for you guys tonight. Now, actually, this comes from the producer, okay? If you could solve any mystery that's ever been in the history of mankind, any mystery, what would it be? You know, assassination of JFK. If you could solve it. So, Daniel wants to solve the mystery of Bigfoot. If Bigfoot exists or he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Why that mystery?
Because everybody's like, I swear, no, it's fake. Yes, no, yes. Like, just be honest. Let's figure it out right now. Is there really a guy?
Let's be honest. Like, people are lying to us and shit.
Do we need to be worried about this guy or not? Is he out there, yes or no? Poor guy.
Man-ape. I think he knows Man-Beast, too.
Man-Beast. What, man?
Derek is Man-Beast.
I've seen Man-Beast.
I've seen Man-Beast, dude. He's not pretty, dude. He jumps out from behind bushes. He's like the monkeys in the zoo, dude. He'll throw shit at you if you're not careful. All right.
it.
Oscar, what about you?
The Loch Ness Monster?
The Loch Ness Monster.
Everybody wants to freaking solve, like, mythic monster not real mystery. Fucking monster.
These fucking nerds, dude. They're nerds. That's what they're
Derek. Like, Derek's going to go somewhere, like, politic. Like,
no, I'm going to say Jack the Ripper.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's yours. Yeah, same thing. Same crap.
Wait, they never solved who Jack the Ripper was?
Yeah, figured out. No, they. I think they found out possibly who Zodiac was, but not Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, no. Fine, I want to solve Area 51 then.
Again, with monsters.
Area 51, how is that monsters? It's just a base.
That's aliens. It's aliens.
I'm not asking if there's aliens. I just want to know if
there's aliens.
Oh shit!
Well, nope. I'm not judging. I mean, if you want to figure it out, go for it.
I'm in, dude.
Who the fuck am I? Yeah, who am I to judge you?
You know what? I want to know. You know what I want to know? And I'm very serious about this because there's some reason deep down inside that bugs me that we don't know this. Who killed Tupac and Biggie Smalls? I really like. I would love for those fools to be brought to justice. I don't know why.
I'm very surprised that you're still going with an assassination. That would be something I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, I've always been bummed out that those two, like, crimes have never been solved.
I thought Suge Knight was the one that did it.
There's theories really up the ass on that. There's theories everywhere, dude. Like, Tupac has been spotted all over the world, and they think he's alive.
Hey, Oscar, why did you say that? Elvis was supposed to?
Yeah, Elvis supposed to. Elvis was alive in Florida.
We were at Bass Pro Shop. We were like barely pulling up, and Oscar pulled that out. He's like, I spell Elvis is alive. He's like somewhere in Mexico. I was like, what?
I backtracked my statement, you guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I said Black Dahlia.
I said too much.
They know where I'm coming.
You know the story
me.
Of the Black Dahlia, right? That's an unsolved crime too.
Yeah, it comes from the case 1947. One of the most Hollywood most infuriating unsolved mysteries.
Yeah.
And it's so gruesome that a 22-year-old actress named Elizabeth Short was found murdered in a vacant lot in Los Angeles.
Yeah. She was cut in half and all of her blood was drained.
Wasn't that the one that had the smile?
Yeah, she said she's sliced in half and 3-inch gash cut into each corner of her mouth, giving her a creepy clown, smile.
It's a weird, weird, weird case. So, never been solved. So that's what I would like to do. I'd like to do go back and solve some of these. I got another question for you guys, and this is like kind of a WandaVision thing. So if you guys had to escape, like you're like Wanda and in grief and shit's going down, dude, and like you're just hurting, and you had to, like, she created a world of old sitcoms, basically. What would you like? Would you like escape to? Would you escape to like a certain movie, a certain TV show, a certain timeline? Like, where would you go to find this escape, like she's doing? I'll start with you,
who's
Derek.
Oh, fuck. man, I'm gonna say King of the Hill.
Okay, I see.
Derek, of course. Oh man, no, I just could see you there. I actually could see you sitting there, just drinking beer and like
standing,
selling
propane and propane accessories.
Yeah, sure.
That's awesome. All right, Danny, what about you?
Oh man, I'll probably do Looney Tune Town or like Family Guy, something cartoonish, or Can't Die.
Hey, so, you could get hurt.
Yeah, just like mess around.
I would 100% go into some kind of like Star Wars, Star Trek universe, maybe even Marvel universe.
Nerd.
That'd be fun, dude. I would go into WandaVision because I think that'd be fun. Either that, or I actually like. I like the idea of like going into like an 80s movie. That'd be
like
fun.
Which one?
Like Pretty in Pink or Breakfast Club. You know? Like one of those would be fun.
Not.
You wouldn't fit in Breakfast Club. That's all high schoolers. You're a middle aged man.
Yeah, you know, but I would I would obviously de age to go back into these times, or they would see me as a high schooler so I could go hang out and be in detention, throwing bologna at statues.
Let's be real, Scott. You just want to go back to high school because you want your hair back, right?
100%. But it wasn't that great then. It was too nappy as it was. What?
You could actually grow your hair back, right?
It's just there's a nice there's a landing pad in the back, and then the front looks like it's kind of transparent. So yes, I could grow it back. But
okay.
You know, I don't want to. I don't know, like, haircuts are too much money, dude. I can shave my head for free.
Oh, my God.
It's all about...
The universe that I want to go into is Pokemon. Catch some Pokemon. Be a Pokemon master.
That'd be fun, actually. Pokemon?
That'd be cool. Yeah, that's cool. All
right. Now, which universe would you put in it? You can pick them all or pick one, another member of the gathering, including Adam. Where would you stick Adam? If we wanted to punish one another, where would we stick each other? Oscar, you're first.
Shit.
This is where we're putting Adam, correct?
Adam, or you could
or
put
anybody.
Is it anybody or everybody? We have to put everybody or just one person?
You could put one person, put two. You could put them in different shows. You could pick one show for each person.
All right. Okay.
Okay. For Daniel, I want to put you in that animated high school high whatever thing
high school
you like.
LED? Yeah.
Oh, you lucky.
I'll put you there. Derek, I'll put you in the Star Wars clone era, like the.
Oh, dude, you're gonna give me PTSD then.
Guy, I would put you in Demon Slayer. You would be a good dad.
Three episodes in, dude. Pretty badass, dude. Or four episodes in.
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
Really, it gets better.
Yeah. It's really
good. And then for Adam, I'll put him in Futurama.
Futurama.
You would probably enjoy himself there, traveling the world, traveling space. So.
I put Adam at Age of Ultron, Marvel Universe.
Yeah. I knew you were going to go.
Wait, why that one exactly, though?
Because I know he has a bone to pick with that one, so I'm like, okay, I'll put him in that one.
Yeah. He can relive the Age of Ultron over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yep. Sky He-Man universe.
Oh,
Derek yes. Van Helsing.
Oh,
dope. Oscar, since you give me a good one, I'll give you Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, buddy.
There you go.
Give Daniel the hot high school chicks with double D's. That's so not fair.
All right, Derek. What
about
you?
He's the one that introduced me to that show. I have it here. Okay, it's me.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go with Sky. I'm gonna say Home Improvement with Tim Allen.
fuck, can I be the neighbor at least?
Daniel,
so you never see my face. I'm just talking to him through a fence.
Yeah, just so you don't have to interact with Tim Allen Sweet. All the time. You could be the neighbor. Daniel, Top Gear.
Okay.
Oscar, I'm going to say some anime shit. I don't know. I guess Attack on Titan.
Okay. I like that one. But
yeah, just hopefully. Yeah, just don't die.
I'll just become a Titan. I got to just drink their blood and I'll be a Titan.
just like in real life. And Adam, I'm going to put him in, I guess, Superman?
The original Superman, yeah.
What do you mean? I want to see what he does, dude.
Yeah. You're lame.
Like, I didn't say he was going to be Superman. I'm going to just see how he reacts to, like what?
Are you
going to
put him in a good Superman, or are you going to put him in Man of Steel? That was
personally, I'm not a big fan of Superman, though, man. So I don't really care.
You can get the black Superman.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put him in the one where Zod.
I think a lot of them really? Have Zod. That's Superman 2 as well.
The one where he gets put in that prism, that's the square prism.
Oh, that's
shit.
Superman 2.
The glass prism?
Yeah,
that's a good
that
one. That's a good one. Hey. Right. So I would put Oscar 100% in a Cheech and Chong film over and over and over again.
Yeah. So. I'll take that Cheech and Chong. All right.
Derek, I'd actually put him in an Elvira movie so he can get his double D's in.
Yeah.
And he can and he can get like random like crappy D horror movies.
Oh, yes. Vampire Dommy Mommy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I played Tommy Mommy.
Oh my god.
Dude.
And Daniel, you know what? I don't know. I want to put you in something like some kind of fitness thing, but I don't know if I want to like put you with like Richard Simmons.
Put him
or...
in what was that? No. What was that trade that hit workout that we had?
Oh, Insanity?
Yeah.
Put him in Insanity. Oh my god. Put him in like an infomercial.
No, I think you should put him in that. You should put him in that one show that like back in the day, like from the '50s. He'll come on TV.
Oh, what's his name?
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
All right, and then Adam. I'd actually like to put. I think Adam would be really, really because he's just so knowledgeable on it. Really good in the Clone Wars. Like he would be a character in the Clone Wars, but I would like to make him Yeah, like one of the clones, but one of like the clone commanders.
The smart one?
Yeah.
I think you should put him with Married with Children.
Married with Children? I love that
show. Jimmy Bud or something?
Oh, man.
But,
I got a quick question. Oscar, when you put me in Clone Wars, who the fuck am I, dude? Don't tell me I'm about to get like murked on some like dumbass race.
I think you would be one of the commanders of the troopers.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm still probably going to die, but oh, that's better. All right.
Oh, that's funny. All right, guys, we're coming to the very end, so let's hold off all those thoughts to the next time. Write them down so we can get some good. I love the what ifs. So if you guys have any beforehand, always send them to me because I'll put them in. I have a list. I'm still working through my list of what ifs. But anytime someone got one too, and you can always send us send us an email. You can put it on our Instagram page if you want to have us answer a question. We'd love to do it. Don't forget, that Instagram page is, Daniel, your cue.
The _gathering_nerd.
Perfect. Thank you. If you guys got any takes on WandaVision, maybe we can post an Instagram WandaVision thing this time around.
Theory, yeah. We'll post the theory and see what you guys think, and then we'll mention you guys in the next podcast.
Yeah, I'd love to hear anyone's theories out there, because I'm digging this show, and I'm a little – I have no idea where it's going, so that's awesome. Don't forget, guys, please, if you haven't subscribed to us, go ahead and do that. You can always tell a friend about us. The show's growing. We love it. We're coming on a year. A year ago on March 28th, we did our first episode. And by this year, just in a couple months, we're going to be coming up on that time. So we're definitely going to do a live episode very close to that. We're going to celebrate that, because that's an accomplishment, man. We're going to be have done at least 50 plus episodes, which is insane. We're still working on this thing. This is a baby. It's a work in progress all the time. We love input. We are really, really, really enjoying the show. So you guys got any last minute thoughts
For that date, just marketing your calendars for our 1 year anniversary. We're doing something big for you guys. We're all going to take a hit for you guys. We're going to make one of the funniest episodes for you guys. And that's going to be including the world's hottest potato chip. And we're all going to eat it. We're all committing to it, and we're doing it. So looking forward to that 1 year anniversary, guys. Thanks for listening for 1 year.
Yeah,
I like how Daniel just decides for us. We're
going to
do it.
You know,
we're
going to
do it. We're doing it.
Hey. We've eaten dog treats, donuts.
Hey, we're willing to eat anything for the listeners. For the listeners.
Anything
to just, don't leave. Stay with us.
All right. I'll just add off to what Daniel said. We'll record it, and you guys can see our live reaction on the IG page when our 1 year hits. So be prepared for a video of watching us cry, probably die, and you probably see me there just crying like a little girl.
Yeah, just so you guys know, Oscar does not like anything hot, so this is big for him. So I'm already feeling for you,
Oscar.
I'm bringing
my own jug of milk and probably bucket, so
ice cream.
Perfect. Well, guys, it was a pleasure. The show's amazing. We're still working on it. I'm thinking about changing some stuff up. I'll keep you guys posted, but I'm liking the flow of it now. If anyone has any suggestions for the flow, we're always willing to take them. Might not listen, but we're willing to take them. So we love you guys. Thank you. Don't forget, we will see you guys next week. Until then, be safe and gather on.